Hellnight, the Delta tradition that has been in place for decades, sees most of the grad's class of that year head out the night of the first day of school and party. In recent years, Hellnight has brought with it a significant amount of vandalism to public and private property, so much so in fact, that this year, Delta Police sent out a message through their social media channels and this newspaper, encouraging our youth to have a fun night, but a safe night without the needless and pointless vandalism. The good news is that, for the most part, the grads and parents listen to that message. Delta Police reported to us several liquor-related offenses involving youth that resulted in tickets or warnings being issued. One carton of eggs was seized as it was clear they were intended for throwing and not eating. A few intoxicated youth were taken home to parents, and there was one intoxicated youth who vomited in a police car while officers were waiting for further care from a guardian to pick up the youth. Police say they have had no reports of property damage in South Delta. In North Delta, Grad 2024 was dug into the athletic field at Sequam and Burnsview Secondaries. Sequam received some graffiti as well. But all in all, the problem seen in previous years did not manifest, say police. Grads of 2024, thanks for heeding the message and treating this community with respect. I don't agree with Hellnight. Never have and never will. I think this tradition should be scrapped, but if it must carry on, then we need more Hell Nights in the future like this year.